Welcome to it on a Tuesday, 27th of November. And let me tell you something. We need to dream again. We need to dare to be great. We need to think big. We need to do big things again. What we need to be Americans.
80 meters, 60 meters, 50 meters, constant velocity, 37 meters, 30 meters, 20 meters, 17 meters, standing by for touchdown. Touchdown confirmed.
We need heroes. We need something for our children to hold up and say, this is a hero, and these folks at NASA, at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, these are heroes. InSight, successfully landing on the Martian surface after 7 minutes of pure terror. It's the eighth picture-perfect landing on Mars for NASA. What a track record. What a track record. You see, America used to do big things. We'd go to the moon or to the deep depths of the ocean. We'd fly at hypersonic speed. We cured disease. We need to do those things again. We need to dream big. Because when I was a kid, man, we watched those Saturn V rockets launch with the Apollo crews. And then later we watched the space shuttles, even though we lost a couple along the way. It was a way to look to the skies and dream and think and have no limitations on our imagination, on the possibilities of what we could do, because we were, we are, and we will be Americans. And we could do anything because of it. And those are the lessons we need to tell our children. Those are the lessons we need to teach about how America does good and righteous things. How when there's a crisis in the world, the first country there and the last one to leave is America. When something big happens, it's America that leads the way. That first boot on the moon was an American boot. And it goes on and on and on. And we need to be able to dream as Americans again and stop fighting amongst ourselves and look to the sky and look to the future and say, these are the beautiful things that America creates. And now on the surface of Mars, InSight is there. InSight is there. Sending back photographs, the first picture is, to me, stunning, breathtaking. I mean, there's not much there. It's not exactly, there's no trees, no grass, just dirt and rocks and whatever and the Martian surface. And I'm thinking, how spectacular is that? 6.5 months of traveling through space. And then InSight hit the top of the Martian atmosphere just before 3 o'clock local time and made a daring descent to the surface, performing a complex multi-step routine that slowed the lander from over 12,000 miles an hour to 5 miles per hour before it touched ground. To get to the surface safely, InSight had to autonomously deploy a supersonic parachute, gather radar measurements, ignite its thrusters, all at the right time. Altogether, the landing took 7 minutes to complete, prompting the nickname 7 Minutes of Terror. During the plunge, two other tiny spacecraft above Mars gathered data of the entire event. The pair of probes are known as the Marco satellites, and they actually launched in May with InSight from California. Those two satellites are modified CubeSats, a type of standardized spacecraft made out of 10-centimeter cubes. That's right, 10-centimeter cubes. They've been traveling to Mars on their own ever since, making them the first CubeSats to ever go into deep space. And let your imagination run wild now, because the things you used to think were science fiction, man, Americans make that real. NASA makes that real. Makes it possible. That puts a smile on my face. That, how can you not be overwhelmed with pride when you see things like that? You know, when you see things like that, it's pride. trimming out. The Marco satellites flew over the red planet. InSight performed its landing, coming within 2,175 miles of the surface for those little guys. InSight sent out multiple signals during its fall that the Marco satellites received, deciphered, and then sent back to Earth. That gave NASA engineers an almost real-time understanding of how each step of the landing process occurred, and it also gives them the ability to go back and study and figure out what was done. I mean, there's this ambitious idea to put an American man on Mars by about 2030. Now, that may sound like a long way away. That's just 12 years from now. That's just 12 years from now. Now, think about this. When I was born, no man had even stepped foot on the moon. And before I exit this stage, we could be standing on other planets. Isn't that incredible? Standing on other planets and looking back at the solar system. Now, a lot to be learned from this, of course. InSight's going to study the surface, study the core of the planet, figure out more about Mars to figure out the next step for NASA to take. As they lay out this scientific foundation for how do we go to Mars? How do we do this? NASA engineers, you heard them applauding there at the end because they're proud and they should be. As that flight controller lifts off the descending altitude until it touched down. And then jubilation. Can you imagine that time there? When they're at 17 meters until they say, touchdown successful. I mean, at what point does your heart just stop? Because you're so on edge, I suppose. So InSight will stay very still so that it can measure the tiny wobbles of the planet during Mars quakes. You know, it's not an earthquake, it's a Mars quake, obviously. Using the sound waves from these events to figure out what the planet's interior is made of. This is how advanced we have become. Over the next 2 to 3 months, InSight will use a robotic arm to deploy its primary two instruments, a seismometer and a self-hammering nail. The seismometer will listen for the quakes, while the nail will drill almost 16 feet underneath the crust to measure Mars' internal temperature. And so in the months ahead, InSight will uncover deeper knowledge of Mars' interior than we've ever had before. It will take photographs of the surface and share them from time to time with all of us back here watching while we plan, we being America, plan our next step into deep space exploration. And it's time to dream big again. And this stuff, I don't know, it refreshes me. It rejuvenates me. It revitalizes me. I love the space program because it allows me to dream and allows America to dream and allows us to believe we can do bold, wonderful, great, big things. And that's why I love NASA. I'm glad to have them back. I'm glad to have them doing the things that they're doing, that's for sure. What are your thoughts? Drop me a line, stevegruber.com. Tell me your thoughts about NASA or anything else. It's 14 after on a Tuesday. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.
Average construction worker is earning from $16 to more than $30 an hour plus benefits and overtime. And right now, construction workers are in high demand here in Michigan. Fixing the roads, building bridges, commercial projects, and new infrastructure are all part of the big picture. Plus, construction jobs are cool. Find out more about the big opportunities here in Michigan. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner now. Start building Michigan's future and yours today.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden you trouble had speaking, understanding?
Understanding trouble? Have you sudden have or speaking someone ever confusion?
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
It's late until, wait, don't too.
Don't wait until it's too late. Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.